following is a presentation of the Colonial Radio Theater on Brilliance Audio. Well, my dears, here is what you have asked for. Another Oz story about Dorothy's strange adventures. Toto is in this story because you wanted him to be there, and many other characters which you will recognize are in this story, too. Indeed, the wishes of my little correspondents have been considered as carefully as possible, and if the story is not exactly as you would have written it yourselves, you must remember that a story has to be a story before it can be written down, and the writer cannot change it much without spoiling it. In the preface to Dorothy and the Wizard in Oz, I said I would like to write some stories that were not Oz stories, because I thought I had written about Oz long enough. But since that volume was published, I have been fairly deluged with letters from children imploring me to write more about Dorothy and more about Oz. And since I write only to please the children, I shall try to respect their wishes. The Road to Oz. Chapter 1. "Please, miss," said the shaggy man, "can you tell me the road to Butterfield?" Dorothy looked him over. Yes, he was shaggy, all right, but there was a twinkle in his eye that seemed pleasant. "Oh, yes," she replied, "I can tell you, but it isn't this road at all." "No? You cross the 10-acre lot, follow the lane to the highway, go north to the 5 branches, and take... let me see..."
"Can you tell me the way to Butterfield?"
"Oh, yes, I can tell you. But this isn't the road at all."
"No?"
"No, you cross the 10-acre lot, follow the lane to the highway, go north 5 branches, and take... let me see."
"To be sure, miss. See as far as Butterfield, if you like."
"You take the branch next to the willow stump, I believe. Or else the branch by the gopher holes. Or else it's the..."
"Well, any of them do, miss."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?